It's Thursday, February 15th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you are listening to the Daily Headlines podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message.
I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com.
The city of Ellesmere held a reading of an ordinance Tuesday that would amend the current regulations concerning backyard chickens with the help of local students. The city council invited local middle and high school students to participate in the 18th annual student government meeting with Mayor Marty Lenhoff, where the students from 6th grade to 11th grade could observe and perform a city government's task and procedures at a typical meeting. According to Lenhoff, the evening marked the first student government meeting in the new Ellesmere City building at 3921 Dixie Highway. The meeting room was packed with students' family members in attendance. A dinner party with pizza, cake, and soft drink was served prior to the meeting. The mayor, council members, city administrators, and department heads each introduced and were each represented by a student who read reports and passed motions on their behalf. The central item on the agenda was the first reading of an ordinance regulating backyard chickens in Ellesmere, following the termination of the city's urban chicken pilot program. The new regulations would allow Ellesmere citizens to raise up to 8 non-crowing chickens, an increase from the pilot's allotment of 6, excluding roosters and turkeys. Citizens must apply to the city council for a permit and keep their chickens within fenced-in backyards. Non-compliance would result in a warning and a citation, followed by fines of $100, $200, and $500 for subsequent violations. As the meeting concluded, the city presented each governing student with a certificate and a gift bag. The Covington City Commission was confronted with a night of public criticism on Tuesday as community members and groups filled the commission chambers to voice their concerns and displeasure with the city on several topics, most notably changes to the overtime policy for the city's firefighters. The policy, which had been recently changed in the face of an ongoing budgetary problem with the city's general fund, nearly 30% of which is dedicated to the fire department, took up much of the night's discussion. Budgetary meetings between city staff and the commissioners, which was discussed in measures to rein in the budget's general fund deficit, have been ongoing over the last year. Lincoln KY was present at those meetings, and while direct cuts to fire department staff and equipment were not discussed, overtime stoppages to the fire department and soft hiring freezes throughout the city government were. The city had passed over purchasing equipment for the public works department and hiring a new administrative assistant the week before control expenses, before setting the next year's budget. Unscheduled overtime hours occur when scheduled firefighters can't perform their duties due to unforeseen circumstances, such as getting sick and someone else from the department must fill in. Overtime hours, whether scheduled or unscheduled, are paid at higher rates than normal hours, so an overabundance constrains city finances. Mayor Joe Meyer said later in the meeting, quote, "This is a serious budgetary management problem within the fire department." The Kenton County Board of Elections will use training machines to showcase their county's voting technology, according to statements from the Board Elections Chair Gabe Sumi at the board's meeting Monday morning. The Board of Elections voted last year to allow the public to examine voting machines at a special presentation, which the board scheduled for February 24th. At the time, Sumi said that she proposed the idea to allay fears about election fraud. She hoped opening and displaying the machines in the public would allow people to see that they lacked modems or other means of connecting to the internet per Kentucky statute. Between then and Monday, Sumi said that conversations with the county's vendor, Electronic Systems and Software, had indicated that opening the actual machines used for voting would void their warranties. So, instead, Sumi recommended using the training machines. She added that the county would have presentations and photos on hand explaining the machine's mechanics for people who had questions. The board confirmed their plans to showcase the machines at Monday's meeting. The presentation will take place Saturday, February 24th, as originally planned, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the Kenton County Government Center on Simon Kenton Way. That's going to wrap us up here for Thursday, February 15th, 2024. For Link NKY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.